Well, hello and welcome. It's so good to be with you. Thank you for joining us. I hope that you're having a great day, both in terms of your circumstances that you're going through, the events in your life, but I also hope that you're having a great day in terms of your walk, your relationship with the Lord. As we meet here today, it's a beautiful day. It's still a little bit warm to be filming outside, but temperatures are beginning to level off. We are transitioning to fall. Look forward to that. But you know, more than anything else, the best part about this day is the fact this is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. And God has brought us to this time to meet with Him. He's giving us this time. He's given us these means. He's also given us the blessing of Jonathan and Nikki, who make this time possible. But again, more than anything, all of that is from God. And so let's go to Him in prayer. Father, thank you so much, O Lord, for this day. And Father, for the opportunity to meet with you. Lord God, thank you so much that you love us. Father, you created us. And Father, even though we are sinners in our heart and in our conduct, Lord, you loved us so much that you sent your Son to die upon the cross for us. Father, thank you that you want an eternal relationship with us. You want to reconcile us back to yourself. Lord, you want us to grow in that relationship into knowing you. And Father, I pray, O God, that you take this time today, Lord, that you enable us to see you and your ways, Lord, that we'll learn how to walk with you and trust you, Lord, learn how to experience you in the life that you've set before us. Lord God, be with us, we pray in Jesus' name, amen. Well, I wonder, do you ever have difficulty sleeping? Maybe you come to some situation, some chapter in your life, and you're worried about it, you're anxious about it, and you try to sleep at night and it's just there and you can't sleep. Or maybe you're going through a very busy time in your life and you lay down and you might not necessarily be worried or anxious, but your mind is still just churning away. You can't shut it off and you can't just be calm and still and go to sleep. You know, you may have had a night like that last night. Or it may be you've already encountered events today that may have that effect on you tonight. Some major problem or maybe some great big project that you've got to get done, whatever the case may be. We've all had times where we have difficulty sleeping. But you know what's amazing is we open God's Word to Psalm 3. We find a time in David's life that frankly he shouldn't have been able to sleep, at least in our way of thinking. Most of us wouldn't have. And yet, amazingly, David was able to. I mean, you think about the circumstances that David found himself in, again in Psalm 3, and look at the superscription, that is the inspired explanation of the psalm. I know most study Bibles, mine included, have something that the editors have put across that to summarize the psalm. I'm not talking about that, but I'm talking about the part that is, in fact, inspired by God. You think about what we read in the superscription above Psalm 3, a psalm of David when he fled from Absalom, his son. Now you think about that situation. David's the king. There's a coup against him. David has had to flee from Jerusalem. David is on the run from his life. These forces that are trying to take over, that are trying to get rid of him as king, take over the kingdom, they're hunting him down like an animal. They want to kill him. And what makes it all the worse is the fact that it is his own son. I mean, you think about all the levels of that. I mean, the fear, the worry, the agitation, the brokenheartedness. You think about all of that. If there was ever a situation where anybody shouldn't have been able to sleep, it would have been David in that situation. And yet you think about what we read when we drop down the very first part of verse 5. I lay down and slept. That is amazing. On the run for his life, a coup against him. He's had to flee, and the person behind all that is his own son. And yet David was able to lay down and sleep. When we read that, we think, how? What did David know that we need to know? What did David know that we need to remember when we face those nights? What is it that we need to do? We always talk about counting sheep, which doesn't really work. But what David did here was so much better. And we need to understand it. We need to apply it. We need to remember it in those very dark, difficult nights that we all face out of a worry or a burden, or again, just simply the need to accomplish things, to move things along. What do we need to remember? Well, first of all, we need to remember God's presence. You think about verse 3, "But you, O Lord, are a shield about me, my glory and the one who lifts my head." David knew he wasn't alone. Now, obviously, the forces against him are large in number, and you get the impression, and you read the historical account of it, you get the impression that the ones, you know, against David were more than the ones who were for David, to be sure. Not just in the actual armies, but it seemed like in the mind and the heart of the nation as well. David was heavily outnumbered. David was obviously getting a few years on him here. He's being chased by a younger man. David's having to live, you know, like an animal in the woods, so to speak, which in the wilderness, which David certainly knew how to do that. But nevertheless, you know, there's this aspect of being heavily outnumbered. And I'm sure when he laid down, there would be that mindset that even though there may, you know, obviously others with him, that he was all alone. And, you know, when we go through a problem, we go through a difficulty, even if we have family or friends who love us and try and support us, there's a sense of aloneness there. And sometimes there are situations we go through where we are very much alone or feel like we are. Because we need to remember, and David is a powerful example of this, that we are never alone. God has never left us. He's never deserted us. You think about what we read in Hebrews chapter 13, the latter part of verse 5, "I will never desert you, nor will I ever forsake you." You think about Israel when they traveled through the wilderness and how God's presence was with them, the cloud by day, the pillar of fire by night. You think of the 23rd Psalm, David's Psalm that, you know, probably among our favorites, if not our favorite, "Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me." We need to remember God's presence. And child of God, this might be more than mere, you know, learning for some future point in time. You may be going through just a very dark, difficult time in your life right now. You're not alone. God has not abandoned you. God will not abandon you. You need to remember God's presence, that He is there with you. But you also need to remember, and all of us need to, number two, we need to remember God's answers. Look at verse 4. "I was crying to the Lord with my voice." And I'm sure most of us say, yeah, well, that's exactly what I do in difficulty. But look at the assurance that David had as you keep reading that fourth verse. "And he answered me from his holy mountain." Well, what exactly had David prayed? Well, you drop down to verse 7. "Arise, O Lord, save me, O my God, for you've smitten all my enemies on the cheek. You have shattered the teeth of the wicked." David knew that God answered his prayers. We need to remember that God answers our prayers. To be sure, not always the way that we thought that he would or even wanted him to or in the timing, but God always answers. We've quoted it in our times together several times, but it's a powerful verse, one of my favorites, Jeremiah 33:3. "Call unto me, and I will answer you, and I will show you great and mighty things that you do not know." And you just put that in, put that, those words, that verse, in our times, almost as if you have some very wealthy, powerful, influential person. And they said to say, "Here is my cell phone number," not the business number, not the switchboard you have to go through with six different menus, not even if you can manage to get my personal secretary to leave a message, but no, this is my cell phone. You know what? I've got, you know, I'm going to be looking for your call. When your name comes up, I'm going to answer it. I might let everybody else go to voicemail, which God answers all of our prayers, but just follow the illustration. But when I see it's your name, I'm going to answer. And I'm going to answer and meet your need, step into your situation, invest myself, my resources in solving your problem in a very powerful, quick, tremendous way. Now again, we don't know what God's going to do. He doesn't always do what we think he ought to do or wanted him to do, or and not in the timing. But God has promised to answer. And we need to remember that. God, when we lift up our prayers to God, it doesn't go to voicemail. It doesn't get lost with somebody who wrote the note down and misplaced the note. Even a good employee who happened to misplace it. God hears our prayers. And we need to remember that God listens. You think about David in this situation. And again, if there was ever a situation that would just absolutely tear you apart, I can't think of one much worse than this. Your own son leading a coup against you, and the hearts of the nation are with him. And if he catches you, he's going to kill you. And yet David knew that God answered his prayers. What a testimony. What an example. We need to remember God answers. But also we need to, number three, remember God's workings. Look at verse 5. I lay down and I slept. I awoke, for the Lord sustains me. Think about the fact, God was personally involved in that situation. It wasn't just the fact that, okay, David could pray to God and God would answer. God was looking at him. God was watching. No, God was in fact personally involved in the situation. You think about what we read, and again, it's another verse that we've looked at many times. But Isaiah 41:10, it's so beautiful in the way it says it. Do not fear, for I am with you. Do not anxiously look about you, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. Surely I will help you. Surely I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. You think about the fact that God was personally involved, personally working in the situation. Do you remember the story of Elisha and his servant in 2 Kings chapter 6? The king decided, the enemy decided to send an army to capture Elisha. The servant woke up, got out, looked outside, saw that they were surrounded, got panic-stricken. What did Elisha say? You know, those who are with us are more than them. And he prayed for God to open the eyes of the servant. What did the servant see? That God's army was in fact more numerous and more powerful and was in fact surrounding them. God was in fact with them. You know, throughout God's word, what we see is the difference for God's people in every situation is the very real personal involvement of God. You know, we don't have to solve the problem, meet the need, whatever it is. God will, if we let him. You think about verse 8. Salvation belongs to the Lord. Your blessing be upon your people. You know, no wonder David could sleep. He remembered God's presence and God's answers and God's working. How we need to remember that. When we lie awake and we can't sleep, how we need to remember that God is with us, that God answers our prayers and God is personally involved. In fact, it is, quite frankly, you might not even have to wait for tonight for this message, for this wonderful encouragement. It may be that you're so worried and burdened and concerned, it's dominating your thinking right now, even before you try to go to bed. Child of God, God is in fact present. He hears your prayers. He'll answer them powerfully. And he is in fact working the situation right now. And you can rest in him and trust him. How blessed we are. Let's go to him in prayer. Father, thank you. Lord, that whether we are awake or trying to sleep, we can rest in you. Father, thank you for your presence. Father, thank you for your listening to our prayers, hearing them, answering them. Thank you for your personal involvement. Oh, Lord God, may we always rest upon those truths. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, I hope that you have a great rest of the day at whatever point in the day you're watching this. And I hope whether you are, you know, in the middle of the day or about to try to go to sleep, I hope that you'll be able to rest in the Lord, that you will know his presence, his answering, and that you can rest confidently in his working. And as a result of that, I hope that you do have a great day in Him.